And to thank Rav Shmuel Yakovlevitz, who is the head of the Beis HaMedrash for Applied Halacha Research. He's also known for being the son of the late Chief Rabbi Rav Yakovlevitz, Rav Tzal. And his Yerushalayim, and due to unfortunate circumstances, our public speaker could not make it, but we are delighted and honored that Rav Yakovlevitz is able to stand in and share with us the Drosha this morning. Thank you, Rav Yakovlevitz.
Thank you, and I am, of course, equally delighted for this opportunity which has come my way. The title which I have given for this talk this morning is the Kedusha of Jewish History. Of course, Purim, we are all aware, Anochi Haster, Aster, Esponai. Purim is the time when we realize that within the Hester of the natural sequence, as it were, of events in history, there is the hand of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Megillah doesn't have the Shem Hashem in it explicitly, but the Shem Hashem is behind every development and every line and every word, and this is part of Kitzei HaKodesh. On this idea that there is Kedusha to Toldas Yisroel, I would start by mentioning that in Hilchos Shabbos there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that there is a machlokes rishonim on whether one may on Shabbos read Sifrei Chochma. There are two shittas which are brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam holds that one may read on Shabbos only that which has in it, in the Lashon of the Rishonim, it says this, a srach kedusha. If there is some kedusha in it, one may read that on Shabbos. And anything which has no Tzrach Kedusha, including Sifrei Chochma, Chochmas HaTeva, one may not read on Shabbos. It's part of the Gzerah of Chazal, who goes around all kinds of things that one shouldn't read on Shabbos. There are different reasons given in Chazal, like Zerah Mishum Shtori Hed Yosef, or it's part of the concept of Mimtzoi Cheftecho, which is also on Shabbos. But in any event, the Rambam holds that the Gezerah includes anything which has no Tzrach Kedusha, including Sparim of Chochmas HaTeva. Then there is a Shuvah of the Rashba. The Rashba was asked whether one is allowed on Shabbos to look at the stars through an instrument called Astrolog. Not sure exactly what it was. But the study of the stars on Shabbos, the Rashba says, is allowed. It's Mutar on Shabbos. Says the Rashba in a very short tshuva, without going into discussion or reason, says the Rashba that it is no worse than reading Sfarim of Chochma. And Sfarim of Chochma one is allowed to read on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says that according to the Rashba, one is allowed to read Sifrei Chochma and also to look through at the stars through an astrolabe. Whereas according to the Rambam, one is not allowed to read Sifrei Chochma, and one is also not allowed to observe the stars through an instrument such as the astrolog. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Now there is a very striking kasha on this Rambam, which results from another halacha which is brought by the Mishneh Berurah there in Hilchos Shabbos, where the Mishneh Berurah brings from Achronim, who say that Sforim of Toldos Yisroel, Sforim of Jewish history, one is allowed to read on Shabbos. Why? Shemehem Londim Yirat Hashem. Because by reading the accounts of Jewish history, and the Mishneh Berurah mentions the names of a few Sforim, such as Yosefon and the Sefer Yochanan, I think it's there are a number of such books of which describe Jewish history. By reading these these books, reading the accounts of Toldos Yisrael, one learns Yirat Shamayim. And because one learns from Yirat Shamayim, one is allowed to read that on Shabbos, and there's no machlokes, there's no discussion of that at all. In other words, the Kula Alma, even according to the Rambam Shita, that one should not read Forum of Chochmas HaTeva, but one may read Forum of Toldos Yisrael. Incidentally, I think the Aruch HaShulchan makes it explicit that it's only Toldos Yisrael, but not Toldos Ha'amim. Now, the kasha on the Rambam is that we all know the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam says that Kesad he haderech the Yiro et Hashem or the Ahavo et Hashem. How does one come to Yiro et Hashem and Ahavo et Hashem? Through his boinanus bebruav. If one observes the gedulas habare through nature, through the brewing which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, then when miyad bo the yiro et Hashem and to ava et Hashem, so both yiro and ava are reached. The classic way, according to the Rambam, to come to yiro et Hashem is through observing nature, through observing Master Bereshit. And if that's the classic way of coming to yiro et Hashem, then how can it be that on Shabbos one is allowed to read Toldos Yisrael because it brings to Yirat Hashem, but one is not allowed to read books which describe the Gedulas HaBriah, the Gedulas HaBriah, even though that's the classic way of coming to Yirat Hashem? What's the difference, right? And you cannot tell me that the reason is because these books were not written for that purpose, so therefore the authors didn't have that in mind, right, and therefore they are different, because the Shulchan Aruch makes it explicit that according to the Rambam you're also not allowed to look directly at the stars through an instrument on Shabbos, right? And they weren't created by anyone but the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, and if that is the classic way to come to Yirat Hashem, then why is that not permitted according to the Shita of the Rambam on Shabbos? Now, before providing what I believe is the answer to that kasha on the Shita of Rambam, I'll mention another kasha.
Even your sefer is not mentioned for your shemayim.
Perhaps also did not have in mind your shemayim, right? No, clearly the Achronim speak of sefarim which are written of Toldos Yisrael, which were not written for the purpose of, just as the subject matter is one that you can read on Shabbos because it brings to Yiras Shamayim. Right. I love Mishnah Ashkenaz. I suppose many of you also do. And it took me a few years to notice it, but actually I never noticed it myself, truth to tell. But looking once through a tshuva of the Netziv in Meshech Dovor, I saw that the Netziv notes that in the bracha of Yotzer in the morning on Shabbos, on weekdays we say the pasuk of Morabu Maasecho Hashem Kulam B'Chokhma Osisa. Right, it's part of the bracha of Yotzer. On Shabbos we skip that pasuk. We don't say that pasuk on Shabbos. Nusach Sfarad does say it. Nusach Ashkenaz does not have it. The pasuk is it's skipped. Morabu Maasecho Hashem, and then it did notes that. And in two lines, he also gives the reason. He says, "Why do we skip the pasuk on Shabbos Morabu Maasecho Hashem?" He says in the Tziv, because Morabu Maasecho Hashem is a shvach for Maaseh Bereishis, for Briyat Olam. Since on Shabbos there was no Maaseh Bereishis, on Shabbos there was only Menucha. So on Shabbos, that's not the shvach for this day. On Shabbos, we skip that pasuk Morabu Maasecho Hashem. That's the Netziv explanation. Now, when I saw that, I was struck by the fact that in Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, right, which is the Mizmor of Shabbos, you say a pasuk which is almost identical, Ma Godlu Maasecho Hashem, right? So that's part of the essential shvach of the Shabbos is Ma Godlu Maasecho Hashem. how is it that we should daft eskit morabu ma'asetel Hashem in the bracha of Yotzer on Shabbos, right? Why should that be? Right? But when one is misbeinen, I think that here one can find the insight which will also be miyashav the shita of the Rambam and the halacha lemaisa of which forum one man may not read on Shabbos. The pasuk morabu ma'asecho Hashem kulam b'chokhmo asisa molo ohoorez kinyonecho, which is part of Borchi Nashi, obviously is a shlach for Ma'aseh Bereishis. For Briyat Olam, right? The pasuk Ma'godlu Ma'asecho Hashem, which we say in Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, is not a shlach for Briyat Olam. It's a shlach for the hashkocha of the Ribbono Shel Olam within the world. When you look through Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, you'll see that the whole Mizmor speaks of hashkocha of the Ribbono Shel Olam, not of Briya. It speaks of Tzadik V'Ralla and Rosh V'Tovla and all the Ishbar Lo Yedos and Lo Yovin and Tzadot and Perach HaShoyim Kimoy Esav and Tzadik HaTomar Yifroch. It all speaks of Hashkofa of Ribbono Shel Olam within the world. Magod L'Ma'asecho Hashem doesn't refer to the Ma'aseh Bereishis, to the creation of the world. Magod L'Ma'asecho Hashem refers to the Hashkofa of the Ribbono Shel Olam within the world. Now the distinction is that which was created in Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, that is by definition the chulin of this world. The world is created, the chomer of the world is neutral. You can use it for kedusha, you can bring it closer to the tzad hakedusha, or chalila to the other tzad, which is called tumah, right? But the world as it stands, the nature of the world, that is by definition chulin, right? On Shabbos we don't focus on the Ma'aseh Bereishis, that was created during Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, because that's chulin. On Shabbos the shvach of Shabbos is to concentrate on what the Ribbono Shel Olam does within the world, because when the Ribbono Shel Olam intervenes within the world, that is kedusha be'etzem. That's kedusha by definition. Right? Then the Ribbono Shel Olam is felt not in the same manner as he's felt through remembering Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is by definition chulin, but rather his intervention is felt. His yad Hashem is felt, and therefore that is kedusha be'etzem. Says the Rambam then would hold that even though it is true that by taking nature and being misboinen in the nature, one comes to Yirat Shemayim and to Ahavat Hashem because you see the reflection of the Gadlus HaBayrei, that is true. But nonetheless, the material which you are focusing on when you're reading Sforim of Chochmas HaTeva is chulin by definition. There's no Trach Kedusha in the material by definition. You can use it, and you should use it for purposes of Kedusha. Right? But you introduce the Kedusha by doing it, by using it that way. The material itself is chulin by definition, and therefore you're not allowed on Shabbos to read that material. And nor are you even allowed to use a telescope or an astrolabe to perceive the stars on Shabbos, according to the Shita Rambam as interpreted by the Shulchan Aruch, right? However, to read Svarim of Toldos Yisrael, that was clear to the Achronim that you're allowed to read on Shabbos, because Toldos Yisrael by definition is Kedusha. This is Etzem HaKedusha, right? It's not only Trach Kedusha, this is Etzem HaKedusha, right? Reading the Jewish history has Kedusha by definition, and that is of course the essence of Megillat Esther. It's the essence of the hisboneness of Purim, to see that what the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us, does for the Jewish people, that is the hand of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is hence also Kedusha. Now, having said that, I would like to go on to another stage of hisboneness. In the hashgacha, the special hashgacha of Megillat Esther, and to see that it is has a very, very real and immediate lesson for us in our lives in this door. This is a door, as often used the phrase, that it's a door of Eroes Gidolim, a very, very great and you might say mind-boggling events which have happened to Klal Yisrael in this in our door, in our lifetime, and at the same time of small people. We are all, as Rosh Yeshiva Rav Shach once put it to me, Kleine Menschelach here. It is Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing with us and for us very big events, and it takes a great effort for us, an effort of His boldness for us as Kleine Menschelach to appreciate what is happening. But no doubt, we are called upon to appreciate what is happening. And as I'll mention later, it may have that our appreciation of what is happening may be of great importance for what we can expect to continue happening, for what we can request of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Hemshech HaDerech. Yeah. Rav Dessler has in Nitzav Eliyahu Chelik Aleph, on page 75, there is a very fundamental letter that he wrote on the question of Emunah Tachom. I won't go into the whole letter, but he demonstrates through Megillat Esther very dramatically the meaning of Emunah Tachomim, the meaning of viewing events in the world through the eyes of the Torah. And he points out that Megillat Esther is an account which spans 9 years from Shnat Sholosh Lemalkusoy until the 12th year of Malchus Achashverosh. In the first of those years, the third year of Malchus Achashverosh, there was the Seuda of Achashverosh, to which he invited, where he used the Kelim, Mikelim Shonim, the Kelim of the Beit HaMikdash, and where, with all the frivolity of Malchus Poros, the Seuda was not appropriate for us as Yidden to participate in. And nonetheless, Yidden did participate in it, and that was the beginning of the story of the Megillah. So Mordechai HaTzadik undoubtedly told them at the time, do not participate in that Seuda. And they did nonetheless. And nothing happened. Years passed, right? Another year and another year and another year passed, and nothing terrible resulted. 9 years later, Haman was Oder the Geduna, and he was Oder his Gezerah, and he wanted everyone to bow down before him. And Mordechai lo yichrat v'lo yishtachaveh, even though, as we learned from Chazal, it wasn't Avodah Zarah proper, it was sort of a chumrah that Mordechai wanted to demonstrate that he won't bow down before this Maritayim of Avodah Zarah. In bowing to Haman, and he wouldn't bow down. And immediately after that, Haman made his gezera lahashmid larik ulaabed es kol hayehudim minar v'yad zokin. So, undoubtedly, the point out of that. Undoubtedly, the yidden in that door must have come to Mordechai and said, "Look what you're doing to us." Because of your tzidkes, because of your chassidus shel shtus, you're bringing us into the sakana of kloya for all of Klal Yisrael. And it was clear the cause and result was very obvious. Yeah? And Mordechai must have answered them and told them I brought about this gezerah. I didn't bring about this gezerah. You remember that 9 years ago you participated in that seuda, and I told you not to. That's the cause of this gezerah, right? So this is the dramatic situation which faced Bnei Yisrael at that moment, right? And it was obviously a big test of Emunah Chachamim and Emunah in the Torah, and how to look at the world, how to look at the world. And betuko itim, under the pressure of the danger which faced them, Klal Yisrael found it within themselves to do the tshuva which was called for, and to believe that what Mordechai was telling them was actually emes. So the emes was nistar. It was very much obscured in the act, in the development of history, but it was true. And the result was that the gzera was nistatil, right? So this is then very much part of the lesson of Purim. Now, what I say is that in our door, we have seen events which were not so obscure at all. When we say, if we faced a war like the Gulf War, when 39 enormous bombs were thrown on Eretz Yisrael, and not one person was directly killed, despite the fact that the whole buildings were torn down, but nobody was actually directly hurt by all of those bombs. And that was a war where the hands of all of the Korchiv Oitzim Yodi of the Jewish state were bound, totally bound. One couldn't do anything at all, and it was left totally b'day shemayim. And that was not hefter ponim in the Megillah. It was obvious. It was very clear. If we've been through another milchama such as Sheshet Hayomim, if we survived the Holocaust as eventually we did, we have seen enormous events. We don't necessarily understand or comprehend them all, but we have certainly seen enormous developments within our door, which were hashkocha, almost hashkocha gluya, right? Not hashkocha nistora. These were hashkocha gluya. Now there is another lesson in Megillat Esther, which is a very, very important and immediate one for us. Kol ha'omer davar b'shem amroi, mevi geula lo'olam. Right? That's learned from the Megillah, because ha'omer Esther lamelech b'shem Mordechai, she revealed the plot against the melech. In the name of Mordechai, through that she brought to Ulam Le'olam. The Maharal explains the meaning of this statement of Chazal. Right? Why, in what way is this characteristic of saying something b'shem omroi, that's dafka a key to Geula? Why is that a key to Geula? Says the Maharal something very profound. The Maharal says that the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring a geula for us only if we will be prepared to recognize that He has brought us the geula. If we are going to have a Yeshua and we're going to say, we've brought about this geula ourselves, or it was America that saved us, or it was chance happenings of history, or however one might look at it, but not be prepared to recognize that this the author of this geula, the true author of this geula, was the Ribbono Shel Olam b'chvodo v'atzmoy, then the Ribbono Shel Olam can't bring us the geula. The geula can only be brought if we are prepared to be omer dovor b'shem omroi. Vatomer Esther Lamelech b'shem Mordechai. If we are prepared to recognize where this is actually coming from, that it's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam,
for which sometimes one has to penetrate, one has to look through the events of history to see the pneumius of the events of history, then the Ribbono Shel Olam can bring us the Geula. That is why, says the Maharal HaOmer, Dovor B'Shem Omroi Mevi Geula LaOlam, because that is a necessary hechsher, it's a necessary preparation for the coming of the Geula. We will only rejoice with the Geula if we recognize where it comes from, and if we won't rejoice with the Geula, then the Geula will not be brought. And therefore, it is enormously important that we recognize the hashkocha of the Ribbono Shel Olam's interventions in history in our time for Toldos Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, that we know how to relate to this as Kedusha, as Etzem HaKedusha, and that we appreciate it and we give the Hodoya to the true author of these events, right, to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. If we remain aware and we give that Hodoya to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then and only then can we be zocher to a geula. That is very much a central lesson of Megillat Esther as it relates to our own experience in this door. So I'll end then only with a tefillah. May the Ribbono Shel Olam indeed give us the purity of heart, right? The Tahir Libeinu, to see through all the obscurities of the Hester Ponim that we live through, and the Hester Ponim that we live through is not only in the events which happen. The Hester Ponim which we live through is in Deus. Right? There's a lot of Bilbul Hadeus, an enormous amount of Bilbul Hadeus in our era. If we have the if we are Zohar through our own Hisoros and through Siyata Dishmaya to the Taher Libeinu, the Avdecha Be'emes, then we will also be prepared for Na'ale Tzion Barina. We will be prepared to appreciate the Yeshua and where the Yeshua comes from, and may that indeed be the preparation that will bring close the time of the Yeshua and the Geula Shelema B'Mehera B'Yameinu. Amen.